My name's Doug Schroeder, and I farm in central Illinois between Champaign and Bloomington, and we grow corn, soybeans, and we also grow production corn for a couple companies.
We're here at Commodity Classic. Talk a little bit about what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, it's been a busy day today, bright and early. I serve on the state soybean board out of Illinois, and we had our state resolution go at it this morning. So that was a few hours of going line by line through resolutions and trying to get that up to speed. This afternoon I got to take in a little bit of the farm show, and I just got out of a really interesting meeting with the two staffers from Senator Stabenow and Senator Roberts, leads on the farm bill. So we had an hour Q&A of how the farm bill is progressing through the Senate.
Why is it important to be able to talk to staffers or legislators like that?
You know, that's a great question. The last question in our meeting was from a producer who said, how can we help you? You know, and I thought that was probably the number one takeaway I got from that whole thing. And I think the true answer was, don't take anything for granted. Reach out to your representatives. Reach out to your senators. Tell them, you know, what you need done. Be specific. Help them connect the dots where they are and where they need to go. They need to be reminded. We get busy in farming. Planting's right around the corner, and the farm bill and what goes on in Washington, D.C. is going to get put on our back burner, but it's still really, really important to us.
And you mentioned planting's around the corner. What are you looking forward to this planting season? Are you changing anything up?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's always great as a producer to try to do something different, to make it fresh, make it new. My son is just back from college, so there's a lot of energy there. And I think we're actually talking about planting soybeans in March. If the conditions are right, get out there, get them going, get that sunlight turning, you know, sunlight turning into sugars and starches and getting that bean factory going. So we're going to try to do it if the conditions are right.
Have you done that before, and what will that allow you to do?
Yeah, hopefully make more money. That's why we do most anything. We try to do that anyhow on the farm. But we bought a second planter a few years ago and dedicated it just to soybeans. And I would say at least half the time we'll plant soybeans before we plant corn. And, you know, we think we do a pretty good job growing beans. And I think if you were to ask CCAs, anybody in production soybean, what's the number one thing farmers could do to start making, producing more soybeans per acre? They'd say plant earlier. Load them up with protectants, you know, insecticide, fungicides, maybe some inoculants, and plant the greatest genetics out there and get them in the ground if the conditions are right and let them go do their thing.
Switching gears to priorities, and trade's a big issue right now with NAFTA negotiations. Talk a little bit about why trade matters to farmers, especially in Illinois.
Well, yeah, in Illinois, and really any soybean farmer in the nation, but since I'm from Illinois, we'll talk about what I know. 60% of our soybeans out of the state of Illinois are exported into the international marketplace. That's why it's important in a nutshell, right? Anything that upsets that free trade is going to come back and bite us. And we're out there doing all we can to make sure our current customers are happy. And if there's any opportunities to increase trade in any country, we need to be there. We need to be meeting what our customers want. And we're listening, and we're trying to provide what they need.
That's great. And anything else you'd like to add in that I haven't touched base on?
For all the producers out there and people just interested in agriculture, if you've never been to a Commodity Classic, try to find one that makes sense for you. This one is in Anaheim. I know next year's is in Orlando. A lot of people go to Florida anyhow from the Midwest. And if you could tie it in, it's usually the end of February. Come. It's a great show. There's no other show like it. You'll learn a lot. You'll see a lot. You'll have a great time. And we want to have you. We want you to be a part.